Alleluia, 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 alleluia. The Spirit of truth will testify to me, says the Lord, and you also will testify. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to his disciples, "When the Advocate comes, whom I will send you from the Father, the Spirit of truth who proceeds from the Father, he will testify to me. And you also testify, because you have been with me from the beginning. I have told you this, so that you may not fall away. They will expel you from the synagogues. In fact, the hour is coming when everyone who kills you will think he is offering worship to God. They will do this because they have not known either the Father or me. I have told you this so that when the hour comes, you may remember that I told you." Gospel of the Lord. Alleluia. Alleluia, alleluia. Jesus says, the Spirit of truth will testify to me, and we are invited to also to testify Jesus. To testify Jesus doesn't mean to preach all the time. To testify means to live the daily life with the Spirit of love, of forgiving. At times we are in doubt whether we have the strength to go ahead. We have this wisdom to know the things, but it's not important. It's important that moment by moment we try to live well the moment of love, moment of truth, moment of sincerity. Jesus is accompanying us. Don't worry what we say, what will you say the next moment. Just believe the Holy Spirit also lives in us. Important is this moment, the present moment. Try to listen carefully. Try to do things in a beautiful way, as if the only thing in the world that you are doing that moment. Let's ask Jesus this special gift of living the present moment. I think it's not easy because we have the mind, you're thinking too much about future. And this also reminding us, don't worry about things of tomorrow. In fact, there's so many things that worry us. What about tomorrow? What about family members living far away, or our relatives not close to us? I mean, not living close to us. We worry so much things about them. It's true. We have to share the cross of humanity, but at the same time, we shouldn't be disturbed. Mother Teresa once says, if you are disturbed by many things, that you have no space for God. On the other hand, she says, if you spend more time with the Lord, then less time to think about yourself, think about the time that hurts you. It's not easy. It's a daily basis to repeat and repeat. Start again, start again. That's how Jesus gives us today the Spirit of joy, Spirit of strength to be with him. At times we don't know what we're going to do the next moment. But at least we know this present moment what we are doing. Try to live in the best way we can. Pray for one another. So we are all one mind, one spirit to testify to the world. that God exists, that God is providing everything for each one of us. For this we pray.